are now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Veil, the very first episode of 2015, episode 121. How are you all doing? Hope you had very, very nice holidays. Merry Christmas to those who celebrated it, and a Happy New Year. I think everybody celebrated that. So I hope you had a great time with your families or just by yourself, in case you were by yourself. Whatever you did, wherever you were, I hope you had fun, because we definitely had fun during the last 2 weeks, but we kind of missed doing the show. That's why we're back with Bells On, taking on another year of Beyond and the Secret World, and hopefully great things are going to happen in this year. Right, guys?
Definitely.
Such enthusiasm. Wow.
Word
is the bird. Where is the bird? The word.
Why are you talking about my bird on ear?
Was not doing anything of sort. So, who's with me tonight? We have Xander.
Yeah, welcome to I'm 121 years old. Back in my day, I tell you, we went 700 miles through 4 feet of snow up a hill both ways just to go to the grocery store. And they never canceled schools. We didn't even have seat belts. We had to tie a leash around our necks and hang it on the window.
Okay, then. Xander has had to brave a very severe winter storm today, so I guess this is the result.
That's a little personal, don't you think? You know, telling them that there's a storm out, like that's mine. You can't. That's like telling them I wear socks.
Precious.
That's like telling them I wear socks.
You do.
Hey, whoa, you're getting way too personal tonight. Like, whoa, back off, okay?
Get my own sandwich? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I never say that. How many women would send me hate mail?
Excuse me, Mr. Sandwich, get your own fucking sandwich, mister.
Oh, crap, I'm going to get them anyway now.
Little bit. Yep, that's our Xander. And then we have Gigabyte.
Wow, and for those of us who now have busted speakers, hi. Thanks for that, Xander.
Thanks for what? What did I do?
It wasn't him, it was just speakers.
Megan, we didn't have speakers! We had tinfoil cups! We tied strings around them and poked them and pulled them really tight, and then we launched them at the enemy.
And then we have Mr. Gray. How are you?
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
Oh, so, God, he's playing the game.
Let the games begin.
And I got to say, you know, in all seriousness, you know, you got to be so careful with giving out information over the internet. You know, there are some really creepy people out there. And, you know, you were being a little bit forward with the amount of information you were giving out about Xander. I mean, you know, saying that he's had storms there. What is to stop people Googling where there are storms happening right now and tracking down his location?
Absolutely. Everywhere in Canada.
You cross storms and socks, you totally get my address.
Great.
Xander? We are going in code red. There is a turd in the punch bowl. I repeat, a turd in the punch bowl.
God.
Yeah, great. Xander is one of those weird people on the internet, so.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Wait, you resemble?
What?
I think he used the wrong word.
No, I think he used totally the accurate word there.
The most apt one, yeah.
Yes. So, hi everyone. Did you have a good time off?
Yay.
Very nice, thank you very much.
I had an awesome holiday.
I had a crappy holiday, thank you. Bah humbug.
Humbug, humbug. Yeah, I know, right? Hello to everyone in chat joining us today, tonight, this morning, wherever you are in the world, because we have an international cast. We have a cast that's coming to you live over three continents from, like, three very different time zones. Yes, very. So, yeah, hope, like I said, hope you had great time off, and not only because of the holidays, but because of the holidays, we had great in-game holiday events. So let's take a look back at those. Did you guys enjoy the Christmas Conspiracy, the new mission that was added this year for the Christmas event?
Yeah, it was not too bad. An investigation mission I can actually do for once.
I know, right? I was thinking, oh my god, investigation missions. Yeah. Some investigation missions can be so easy for me, but then others are like, you know, leaving you scratching your head and going like, okay, I'm missing something and I don't even know what. And then at one point it's like, okay, I'm going to come back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I have to admit, I was a little disheartened. I was very upset. For those of you listeners out there that have small, tiny kids, shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. Hello, it's rated R. But if they still believe in Santa Claus, you should cover their ears right now. Okay, I gave it a count of 3, 2, 1. Now it's your fault if they learn Santa Claus is not real. It's not mine because I gave you a 3 count.
What? What?
Dude, I was so...
Spoilers?
I know, right? Like, I was, like, playing a game, and I was, like, playing with magical flutes and stuff, and I was, like, killing Venetians, which, you know, I'm not sure why I really like killing those really expensive blinds, but, you know, I really like killing them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know? So, all this puzzle stuff is really, really cool and stuff like that, and then I get to the end, and then, like, the secret world just... lunged its hand into my soul and ripped out my heart and then just threw it on the floor and then stomped on it a bunch of times because I realized that Santa Claus is dead and he's in my computer. So, yeah. So who's the dude that's been leaving the presents under the tree for all these years? Kind of creepy.
That's the guy that lives in your garbage bins.
What? The garbage man's bringing shit to my house?
That's right.
Man, I've been trying to get him to take
shit away from your house.
I was actually more disappointed with the mechanics of the flute. Just a little bit too slow a cooldown on the notes, because I honestly spent about 45 minutes trying to play Journey's Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh.
Don't stop believing. I wanted to post it as
the numbers,
a video.
Quick.
No, I've got them on a bit of paper here somewhere.
You're actually going to get a point there.
There's one note that's actually missing from it, which makes it rather tricky. But the thing that gets me is, from what I understand, Lord of the Rings Online, they've got musical instruments in there, mm-hmm. and it's just sort of, you know, it's an avenue that, you know, we could actually have a hell of a lot of fun with.
Yeah,
give us instruments,
really nice,
see what we'd come up with.
It's actually a really, really nice little feature they've got there, because there's little programs you can use to write music in the game, and have your character perform it as it should be performed. It's really, really quite cool. There's loads of videos on YouTube of people doing it.
I had the chance to go, there's a bunch of cabals or groups, factions in the Lord of the Rings. They invited me out last year for Bilbo Baggins' birthday. Every year in the Lord of the Rings Online, they have Bilbo Baggins' birthday, and they have this long march from Hobbiton to wherever, I think it's the city, I don't remember where it was now, and when you get there, I guess these people save and craft fireworks like all year round, and then have this big humongous fireworks display. And, you know, they have like this battle, not like a battle of the bands, but they have all these bands go and they play all these different songs. So I was there for like 4 hours recording all this footage for them, so that way they give to them, so that way they could actually go and make videos for it. But yeah, it was actually really, really cool. And that's what I thought, you know, what you were talking about there, Gray. I actually kind of thought that we would be able to keep the flute, you know, or
yeah,
keep
a lot
copy
of people want to keep it. Well,
just
want
jam
to
on
keep it.
It.
Yeah, but we, you know, we couldn't keep the boombox.
In the gutter of Vida, honey.
Yeah, this is, again, flute is an item which many a player have expressed a wish to actually have in their inventory.
Exactly. So, yeah. We already have the Love Hotel, so that one time in band camp.
Oh my gosh, you guys are synced. You go. So if there's someone not knowing what the guys are doing, they're doing the single dance. Single ladies dance. Which was a gift from one of the party packs, Bags of Wassail. Wassailer. Bag of Wassail. And I actually have one in the inventory, and I was thinking of maybe opening it tonight. Because I got it before.
All the single loomies, all the single loomies, all the single loomies.
Go
what do you mean loomies? Okay, I gotta sync with you guys, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
Just as they stop, before they're just about to loop again, you hit the enter key, you get it all.
Yeah, but I... Yeah. I will, eventually. So, yeah, we actually had... I think we had a pretty full events over the Christmas and New Year's period. The game was a buzz with activity. There was lots of new players asking questions about, you know, what do we do, how do we do it, and stuff like that. And we had, as always, you know, you always have like a cumulative events of previous years plus something new for this year. So we had everything that we had from back in 2012, 2013, and then this year, the Christmas Conspiracy investigation mission that we just talked about, it was a new addition to the entire Christmas event. So that was pretty neat. Lots of the people enjoyed it. We found out about the Phoenicians and about Saint Nick. And I think it was overall a very, very good story that was very well received as a mission by the community. So very well done. Joel Bylos talked a little bit about, you know, how he came across the information in this mission by accident, and... you know, he created a mission out of it. That was pretty pretty darn awesome. So,
but I'll be honest, I'm still have no clue.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the way they want to keep it.
Yeah, it's the secret world after all, right? They always leave you. They always leave you with a question mark in one way or another, because it's like, well, what about this or what about that? And then it's like, well, that's coming up. But yeah, during the events, we had bags of wassail that you were able to buy directly off the item store, and they contained pretty cool things, all brand new things. So it wasn't like it was a rehash or retexturing of different items that we already had in the store. They were brand new. And we had two full outfits that people could... they were actually the same outfits, but in different color. One was a faction color and one was black. Obviously, the faction colors, you know, dependent on what faction your character is. For example, mine is Templar, so I ended up getting everything in red.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, Illuminati's got it in blue and Dragons got it in green. And of course, there were some people complaining, well, you know, my character doesn't wear green. But, you know, they're a dragon, so they got green, so they were complaining about that. And it's like, that's why you got the black one?
Ho, suck it up.
Yeah, I know, right? That was a little bit too much, in my opinion. But,
you chose to be a dragon, you deal with the green.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got erotic foot massages! How dare you!
I'm not sure that was a foot massage. Just saying.
Yeah, we call it a foot massage.
Yeah.
But you know what? Wink. I think that the entire outfit looks pretty darn cool. And I think I've mentioned it before we went on our holiday break, that it reminds me of one of the outfits that was put into Get Your Art in the Game contest. It's not exactly the same, but it kind of goes in the same artistic direction as that particular outfit. And I really, really like it. I especially like the corset for the ladies.
It's not really the little corset, hat. Though, is it? It's more of a slip. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
If you look at it closely, it does have like cloth wrinkles near the bottoms, which of course it wouldn't have.
Yeah, it wouldn't have that. Yeah, and it would have at the back, it would have that zigzag thing where you kind of, you know, squeeze it, so to speak. I don't know what the technical term is, but
to be honest, my biggest gripe is the epic hat. The one that Xandar's wearing at the moment. Now, if you remember back in Halloween, you had the Corby Topper, and every 10 minutes it would fart out ravens, which was really awesome. Mm-hmm. This one doesn't do anything. It's just a purple-black hat.
Mm-hmm.
Sad face.
Never mind.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I wanted to dance, and instead I typed a cues, apparently. It's like, no, don't want to do that. But yeah, so did you guys collect the entire outfit? And there was already, how many pets? There was the Red Cardinal, the Revenant, no, not the Revenant, what was it called?
The wolf,
Polar Bear.
The Polar Bear.
The Yuletide Wolf.
Yeah, the Quetzal.
The Quetzal. There was two wolves, no? One was the Yuletide.
I think.
And there was about five pets.
There was the wisp, the wolf.
The wisp,
the
wolf.
Bear, and the thing.
Red Cardinal.
Cardinal.
The bird.
The
and
bird.
The snowy
bird,
Quetzal.
Where's the bird?
Did Snowy Quetzal come out of those bags as well? So there was five.
Yeah,
there was quite a lot. Yeah, because every year it's tradition now. Every year, for as part of the End of Days event from 2012, when the initial Quetzal bird came out, it was like this beautiful. Actually, I think I have it. I'll try to find it. So that was the first bird that we had, and then. 2013, we also got exactly the same bird, but texture differently. And then this year, it was another, it was a snowy one.
That's so, the original bird, the green one.
That's the Quetzal. That's right. And then we had the ruined Quetzal, I think, and now we've got the snowy one.
Yeah.
I really like the zombie bear. But he looks so sad.
I know I want one, but I couldn't get one.
And I wanted all three Kingsmiths trying to find a vet, because I thought there'd be a vet in Kingsmith, but there isn't. Because I wanted to see if I could get some antibiotics, because he's not looking too good.
Oh. Yeah, poor bear.
I want to get some cream for him.
But a Lokoid cream will clean that up.
Yay, I managed to sink somewhat. Yeah, so I have the wisp out right now, and the polar bear, that was a hard one to get. I think it was even more elusive than the hat. Actually, the very first item from the very first bag for me was the hat, and I was like, dang it, I wanted a pet. And then when I realized that what the pet actually looks like, I was like, yeah, no, you can keep it. And that pet is freakishly expensive at the auction house. People are selling it for $9 million upwards. At times it was, I think, 14 or 18 million packs. It was just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so, this is G on the chat said that they got both sets of the Wasalia outfit, and they spent 10 million packs on the black hat.
Yeah,
that's mental.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I did end up buying, I think, the black chess piece, if I'm not mistaken. And then I realized, hey, I already had it. But I didn't spend nearly as much money at the auction house on these items. Insane was with us the last show we did, just as the event went live, and I was saying that I really, really wanted the red cardinal, and then she just gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy. My little birdie. I'm talking about birds again. I figured Xander would tell me off, but I guess he didn't pick up on it.
Yeah,
okay. So, yep, that was the event. There was also, of course, the Krampuses, the Hells and Super Hells. Super Hell, as you can tell, I actually got my horns this year.
You look rather horny tonight.
I know, right?
I gotta say, I was rather stoked about the Super Hell because I missed last year's event. And so, I hate to say it, but I ground out all of the Super Hell clothing items on 5 characters.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Nice.
And the thing is, they actually come in order, in specific order. They kind of work their way up to the Crowns of Hell. I think there is called the horns that I have on my head right now. My character, not me personally.
Oh, this is awesome. We're starting to get a Beyond the Veil dance troupe here thing going.
I know, it's pretty cool. We got, like, you know, the longer we go, the more people are syncing up with us. That's really, really cool. The first one, I can't pronounce. I can't even pronounce her name. Ghibli?
Ghibli.
Named after Studio Ghibli. Anime masters.
And then we have Tiffany. Tiffany, came in after. or yeah, Twiggy Z, yeah. It was pretty cool.
I gotta say, it is an awesome dance.
I've seen some of the videos of people doing that. It's quite funny.
That people just went completely mental. They actually did a live recording, two ladies and a guy. It was pretty awesome.
Ooh, that sounds pretty bad.
Did it in one of the training rooms in Venice, you know, before you get into the scenario. It was pretty awesome, I have to say. And, you know, it's no wonder... Bylos talked about, when we had him on the show, he talked about the bow emote that we got for issue 9 collector's edition. And he was like, or was it issue 10? I forgot.
10.
I think it was issue 10, yeah. And when he said, oh, did they give you that? Oh, we have tons more pretty cool emotes. And we're like, oh, do tell. And he was like, yeah, you'll see. And then the single ladies came out. And it's like, yay!
Yay, we want more cool dances.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by Beyond the Veil. Hi. I hope you're enjoying the content of the show tonight. But be warned, if you are to Google search two girls and a... make sure you say guy and add TSW to the end. This is a warning.
Wow.
Do not click on two girls and a cop. Do not click on guy and bucket. This is wrong. Be safe.
All I'll say is, Xander, do not screen share to the Twitch channel.
What's that? No! Oh my god, no. It's just after she said two girls and a, and like, oh my god, she's not going to say it, is she? And then,
yeah, that could have went down so many different ways. Let's go back to the game, guys. Gotta bring it back on track. The single ladies dance proved to be extremely popular, as you can tell. Lots of people got it. And like I said before, it was awarded for gifting up to 20 players around you with the Christmas Party Pack that actually costs $10, 1,200 Funcom points, or if you're a GM, it costs you 960. So, that was the outfits, the dance, the pets. So there was a whole bunch of stuff that people could get from that. Of course, there was a little party pack that you could just buy for yourself. I think the cost was, 240 points. Yeah, it's, I think, 192 or something like that for the GMs.
Would you say it's safe to say that if Funcom can keep the rewards interesting and fun enough, do you think it's safe to say that we'll keep doing this with the reward
boxes? Oh, hell yes. Yeah. We even asked, came straight out and asked if the collector's editions are popular, and they said yes, extremely, and that the party packs that they were selling have proven to be extremely popular as well. They didn't really expect them to be that popular as they proved to be, so that's why they repeated it. And I think it was, you know, it was really in the spirit of the season as well, you know, for Halloween and now for Christmas. I think it was an awesome idea that, you know, because you never know, it could have gone either way.
Oh yeah, the biggest reason why that was so popular though was the Thriller Dance.
Yeah,
you know, everyone. Yeah. We've been saying for yonks now that we wanted the Thriller Dance in game.
I'd be hard pitched to say that I don't think anyone gives, you know, cares about what drops as long as they get the dance. I think that's that's the reason why they buy the box, is to get the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the dance, everything else is gravy, you know. Then they go and they try to get the rest of the stuff. But that's, you know, you make it so they guarantee to get a dance, dang right they're gonna buy it.
And so I know, to rehash an old discussion we had, you know, I know a lot of people, the completionists, get a bit upset about, it's tied into an achievement. Oh, you're putting an achievement behind a paywall. But the reality is, you know, this is the delivery method for the achievement. It's how they worked out how they could give out achievements, to give out new emotes by linking them to achievements. It's the delivery method. I understand it upsets some people, but as Joel said, you know, they sell well, and if it puts more money in Funcom's coffers that allows them to pay their staff, because, you know, coders have got to live, mate. Coders have got to eat and pay rent. And exactly. As long as, you know, it keeps things ticking along so that we can potentially get more content, I have no problem with that. And, you know, people can suffer in their jocks if they're going to QQ about things like that, you know.
Plus, I mean, it's not like an achievement is mandatory for the game. Christ.
That's another thing. Exactly. You don't need it. It's just a purely cosmetic items.
Hey,
cosmetic
item. I don't know about you guys, but I can solo Polaris and then do the single ladies on Urgdrug's head now. You know, I paid for that right.
All right. So, yeah, anything else you want to touch upon with regard to the Christmas events before we move on?
Just one question, because I didn't really get to play much of it, but did they bring back the Lord of Misrule achievement?
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Initially, because of players' complaints from last year, they decided not to enable it. And right. Then as soon as everything went live, there was a thread on the forums that was started requesting that, or actually complaining that they wanted the Lord of Misrule, they were looking forward to it, and now it's not there. And the PvP community, at least some of the PvP community, felt kind of, you know, again, not well. Yeah,
keep
exactly.
Your hands out of my cookie jar.
It's like there's not that many PvP, just PvP things that are in this game. And the one thing that we got, we can't get back this year. What the hell? And Joe Bylos came on and he said, okay, guys, if you really want it, it's a question of us, you know, just flipping the switch and it's going to be in. But if more players have it, because it was players' complaints that got it, that got them to kind of turn it off for this year. And people came out in scores. I was one of them who said, yes, we want it. So it wasn't like we voted for a yes or no.
I kind of feel sorry for them because it was more of a catch-22. I mean, the reason it was removed was because of people doing customer service complaints and tickets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then so they make a change and then people complain that it's been taken away. It's, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Well, also, yeah, you can't please everyone, can you?
But like Bylo said on the forums, after he talked to the league guys and whoever on the dev team about, you know, the Lord of Misrule and activating it for this year, they figured, well, you know, for 52 weeks of the year, for 2 weeks out of that you get to have Lord of Misrule, and for the rest of the 50 weeks, you know, you can have untainted PvP. And to be honest, I can understand why certain people would actually not want it, but in the end it turned out that those people who did not want it actually wanted some sort of a way to cancel the buff. Rather than the buff being forced upon their character. Because if you're tanking, if you're in the middle of a takeover of a facility, you know, and you're almost there, you almost got it, and then you're a tank or a healer, all of a sudden becomes a Krampus, you know, a Lord of Misrule, and, you know, starts killing their own team for fun, throwing snowballs at them. Yeah, I can see how that would be upsetting for some people.
I can see that.
Yeah, but that's something they can control. You know, you still have to hit the fire button to fire on people. It's not like he just, oh, I'm Lord Miskuro.
Yeah, but if you're a healer, for example, or if you're a tanking, you absolutely lose all of those abilities. And
If you're a healer, why are you targeting another player? You can only get it by killing another player, by killing the person compass.
True. But still, you know, tanks.
An argument for every part of your logic.
What I'm saying is that I can understand the wish for people not to actually have the buff on, rather that, you know, they wanted an ability to cancel it. So maybe that's something that Funko might look into for next year. We'll just have to wait and see. But for this year, at least, I think it was about like 14 pages of people, the vast majority, like 14 out of 15 people have said, yes, we want it back. Yes, please bring it back. And the first hotfix that they did, I think it was like a couple of days in after the event initially went live, the Lord of Misrule switched on. And the PvP community once more had the ability to have fun. So that was pretty cool and pretty neat.
Like, it totally robbed them of the ability to have fun during the time it was on.
Yeah, I think mostly,
Mr. Game Director. I would like to write for you to tell you that I do not like the Lord of Misrule because he makes me kill my teammates because I die anyway. Because it's BBB. And I die anyway, and then they die, and we're all here in a competition to get points and stuff because we want to kill each other, and we're killing each other, but I'm killing the wrong people! I don't really like it!
Okay, now I have trouble
hearing.
Well, I
don't like how you're trying to, like, impose your idea of PvP on all the rest of us. I mean, seriously. I mean, we don't like to shoot each other. We all like to, like, stand in a group and try and work things out with meaningful dialogue. And then you go and turn us into, like, Krampus, and we're going to start killing each other with snowballs. This bullshit, I'm not happy. Not happy.
There was something else that you, Gray, weren't too happy about, right?
Well, this is me. I'm the Lord of Misrule. Okay, everyone, collect your magazines, put them in a pile.
Excuse me, sir. What are we supposed to harm the enemy with? Foul language? Shenanigans.
Words are weapons, and they cut me like a knife.
Yes. So, that was
the Iron
Christmas.
Gall, the Iron Gall. Crap. I can even say the name, but I just couldn't say the name. The Iron Guardian said something in the chat Twitch thing. That thing with the people that's watching and they're talking. He said something.
Krampus in El Dorado was very chaotic. Drop some AoE and die instantly.
That's what I
was teaching. Yeah, the thing is, there are some players who, you know all the abilities from last year, so they can get pretty creative with what they do with with those abilities.
Pick me.
You know, in PvP, it's kind of fun to be able to kill members of your own factions if you're not normally you can't do that. So, of course, people tend to have all sorts of nice fun with it.
Hey, remember me from last week? You didn't heal me? Guess what? Your ass is mine.
Oh. Talk about that.
I'm sorry.
Hyrulean. I think that's how you pronounce his name. On the forums, posted something that made me laugh my head off. I'm going to read it in full. It's entitled Things I Learned on My First Day as a PvP Healer. Okay. So what
on the first day of PvP.
He put like 3, 4, 5, I think it's a 10 bullet point thing. So the first one is the Templar, what he learned on his first day as a PvP healer. The Templar heel suit is an angry bird. And this Slashy made bird. Me chuckle. It's like whoever has seen a Templar heel suit is like, yep, it's exactly that.
Oh, God, now I got that song in my head.
Second, the raid window is for more than just seeing who is in your raid. Yep, that's very true. Third, healers play a mini game of hide and seek, as the pleading green bars in your raid window do not mean that the targets are in range or within your line of sight. Fourth, HP bars are of the devil and will often lie to you, telling you your teammates have doubled their actual HP, or they have no HP, or they are not full HP, when in fact, they are. Yes, we've come across many of those. I think we first encountered them during Flappy Raids, and it was like, what the hell? You're dying, and I'm trying to heal you, and you're not getting the heals. Yeah, it was hectic. The fifth. Doing the haka, any form of fist healing, draws unwanted attention. Yes.
That comment makes me think he's a Kiwi.
I tried to heal. Really?
That's the next dance we need, is the haka.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of dances being suggested as to what should
I'd
be put in the game.
I'd actually be a little bit cautious about that, because the Maori community here in New Zealand get very, very protective over that. They tend to get a bit shitty whenever it's used out of context.
Oh, I can see why. Okay, back to the bullet points. Line of sight is your friend. I shall buy it cookies. Again, LOL. Next one. Your teammates ran away from you. A lot. I suppose my healer suit is off-putting. I would run from a giant angry bird as well. I'm sorry, I'm still chuckling to this. You are the last one to get sprint up. Now, this is the one that made me laugh the hardest. Heal targeting has ADHD and will randomly become bored with the same target and choose another. Shouting, "Why is it doing that?" does not fix it. Do we have healers in the group here tonight?
As a former raid healer in World of Warcraft, I can relate to pretty much all of these, because this is the same on every game I have ever played in as a healer.
The few times that I've healed, I've always freaking had it happen to me. It's like you're healing. And, you know, the tank either dies or nothing is happening. It's like, what the hell? I was healing you. And then you realize you were healing somewhere else, or, you know, you were healing yourself.
Crazy. I've had DPSs just run off and do some stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm running after you. You're going to die.
Yeah, a lot of the times... the last one is defensive stats aren't just for tanks. But it caused a lot of LOLs on the forum thread where this was posted, and a lot of people, you know, could relate to all of these. So yeah, it's really, really funny. He actually posted a similar bullet point thing for El Dorado and Stonehenge. And it's also really, really funny. If you can, do go on the forums and check it out. It's under the PvP sub-forum. It's really, really funny. Yeah, I just thought I'd bring it in there, considering we're talking about PvP. It was really, really funny. It made me really chuckle my head off.
And I say any healer who's done any form of healing in PvP or PvE for that matter will relate to all of those points.
Yeah, I've heard many times, like when I was tanking one of the dungeons and dewdrops, he's a leecher, so he would be leeching. And all of a sudden he's like, why is he doing that? And I'm like, okay, popping my Karma Curio just in case. Because whenever he would say that, it's like he would lose me as defensive target. And a lot of the times it would happen on the Machine Tyrant. And as you well know, if that happens on Machine Tyrant, it's like game over.
Oh, yeah, that's a party wipe.
Yeah. But it was fun as hell. And it's always like, why is it doing that? What? How did you die? I was healing you. Oh, wait, I wasn't. Defensive target picked someone else. Yeah. There was a very few times that I actually noticed my health going down and actually asked him, do you have me as defensive target? And he was like, shit, no. And it was like 5 seconds ago, I was getting the heals.
You know, I'll quite often sit there and just watch. I won't even pay attention to what's happening on the screen. I'll be just sitting there watching the party listings. Right, that health pal's going downhill. That guy, that part, yeah, that guy, yeah. And I'll just be watching the health bars.
The thing is, as well, what I relate to is what it actually said about the Angry Bird suit being off-putting because players run away from you a lot. And it is true. I'm even guilty of it as well. Like during the Stonehenge PvP event, I got into Stonehenge, I think, for the first time in a year. And one thing that all healers were saying is, please, people, keep line of sight. And it was like, line of sight, what? You know, and I think I got a pretty good, like, crash course in what you shouldn't be doing in PvP, because a healer will stand their ground mostly and try to heal as many people as they can, but they can run off after one particular player that just runs off, and, you know, they can't heal them, and all they notice is, you know, their health is just going down, 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 and there's nothing they can do about it. So, yes. Really, really good chuckle there. Thank you, Herulean.
Well, so I just play as DPS, so healing for me is just playing on hopes and dreams. Please heal me, please heal me, please heal me. Yes!
So yeah, actually a there's bad
thing, because when you do have incoming heals, then I just start playing like a retard. Attack!
But yeah, dude, exactly. Like you 10 can. Of them.
I don't care.
Yeah, you become a glass cannon. Exactly. It's like, yeah, man, I'm getting the heals, and then poof, you forget you're another tank. Yeah. So there was another thing that happened during the last few weeks, and that is the MMORPG.com's The Great MMO Face-Off, where TSW was one of the contenders. We actually won a bronze medal, a third place. And I think whoever has voted in this will agree that this is largely to do with our community rallying up and, you know, getting the word out any way they possibly could. If they had a website, they put it out via a website. If they had a Twitter account, Facebook account, they used those. There were so many people using in-game chats to advertise this contest with links and asking people to vote. The entire community rallied.
Yeah, there was a really, really good grassroots campaign for it. I was just stoked with how the Secret World community handled themselves. There was definitely a large show of maturity. It all started as a bit of fun and games, you know, because at the end of the day, I mean, there's no prizes. It's more internet kudos or anything. Okay, this is just me being a cynic, but the reality is most of this is, it's about gaining more memberships for MMORPG because that drives ad revenue. Mm-hmm. More members they have, the more ad revenue they can get. And with that being said, I mean, it all started all fun and games until it got to the semi-finals. And
Yeah, we went against ESO, Elder Scrolls Online, yeah.
Now, I understand that it's not a representation of the whole community, but a certain small, very vocal percentage of their community were, putting it bluntly, utter douchebags. There was basically right from the outset, there was a mudslinging campaign. Throw enough mud and hope that some of it will stick. It was actually quite disgusting, really, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just fun and games. I mean, there's no need to take things personal and just... And they were saying blatant lies about it. We were being accused of cheating, of packing ballot boxes and things like that. Now, I can't say whether we were or weren't. I'd like to think we weren't, because I've found that, you know, generally the Secret World community is a lot more, you know, mature, and, you know, we just have a bit of fun. But I actually contacted the site admin of MMORPG, because what had happened is, you know, after with the whole mudslinging campaign, there was, I sent him links with six different links, which were encouraging people to how to multibox, how to pad votes, and encouraging them to do so, which I found that that's just blatant cheating for a contest that doesn't really matter, you know? And, you know, it's just bad sportsmanship. And I actually said, you know, well, what's the deal with this? And his opinion was that, yes, it's unscrupulous, but it's within the rules, so they have no problem with it, which was what sort of highlighted it for me, that obviously you guys are just trying to pad your members. But yeah, it put a bit of a dirty taste in the mouth. I mean, you know, when you go out for drinks with your mates and you're playing a game of pool. Now, when you're playing a game of pool with your mates, it doesn't actually matter who wins. It's not that much of a competition. But if you've got someone, you know, one of your mates that is so hell-bent on being the winner that he goes and starts cheating, that's just a douchebag move. And that's sort of the way I saw it with this competition at the end of it.
Yeah, it got heated in the semifinals, but I think for the most part all the communities have acted in, you know, doing their absolute best and not resorting to any kind of negative stuff, because after all, they were representing their game, the game that they love, the game that they play. And this was only a few bad apples in a sea of apples that were shut down pretty severely, even by their own communities. So, you know, there's a...
Not really.
Yeah, they did.
Not by their own communities, no. It was
there was a lot of members from...
I mean, if you want, I can supply you the links to their official forums, and about the only ones who were disagreeing with them were actually ones like Cerity, who's a famous Secret Worlder who'd just started tittering with the ESO. This behavior was condoned and endorsed. I'm just being honest here. I'm not trying to sound bitter, because as I said, it's just a fun competition. But I mean, it's like, you know, if you can't handle yourself in a mature and decent way, then it just makes your whole community look like douchebags.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're douchebags. I'm just saying, as I said at the start, it was a small but very vocal minority.
Yeah, I mean, I've played on most MMOs, and in all honesty, I have found TSW community, to be pretty much the most mature community I've come across out of all the games I've played.
Yeah, but I think overall, for, you know, TSW to go against games like ESO, we even went against EVE Online in the finals, fighting for the third place. And yeah, fair enough, you know, some people would argue, well, you know, who's ever heard of TSW, or, you know, EVE Online doesn't need the publicity, or any of the other games, they don't really need the publicity, but you know, Funcom's TSW does and whatnot. So there's different ways that you can look at it. I look at it as a win for TSW and its community, because to be honest, I don't care how anyone else has behaved. I'm not part of their community. It's on their head. What I can say is that TSW's community has been impeccable when it came to even going on our forums and saying, okay, people, we've been accused of that. I hope it doesn't happen. Let's not let it happen. Let's be mature. Let's do this right. This is great publicity for TSW, putting the name out there. You know, it's a great game with great potential still left in it. And, you know, let's just do our best and see where it takes us. And it took us to the third place, you know, against the likes of EVE Online. So I think I'll chuck this up as a win for us. We didn't win the first place, but in my mind, we might as well have. Alrighty, now in other news, Etomium, our Hawkward community manager, has finally embraced his hashtag, BlameTomium, on Twitter. And from now on, he shall be known as @BlameTomium. So if you're tweeting anything out to him, he is no longer CM_Tomium. He is now BlameTomium. He's fully accepted the blame, I would say, based on this.
Yeah, but that's because it's always his fault.
I know, right? It's like hashtag BlameTomium @BlameTomium. He can get blamed twice now. Can you imagine that? Wow. Now, there is, I think, an effort being made by quite a bit of it from the role-playing community to start a beginner TSW mythology document. This was actually started by, I'm probably going to butcher the name here, Sicilius?
Sicilius,
I would say. Sicilius. Yeah.
I'm always scared of pronouncing the names of forum members because they can go either way.
Unless it's like some weird pronunciation.
Yeah. So he said that there's been some talk on the TSWRP.com or TSW-RP.com chat box about a place to find a beginner-level TSW lore document. And he hasn't found one, so he figured maybe the community can all, you know, come together and actually do up something like that. The goal would be to provide the new player with just enough information to understand what vampires are like in TSW, or werewolves, or blood magic. Some people are happy to come in blind and find out in character, and other people want to know the world mythology before they start the roleplay. Both are good ways to do it. So he's actually started on it, and the community has already started editing and, you know, sharing additional information. Right now, I'm just opening it up. Oh my God, first when I opened it up, I think it had like 4 or 5 pages. Now it has 14.
Yeah, there's tons. I was reading it earlier on.
Yeah. Here is the link, guys. It's actually on Google Docs. So it's fully editable. And anyone can... Actually, I'm not going to post it in chat. Or should I?
Yeah.
I'll leave it. Okay. There we go. So if any of you guys in the Twitch chat room feel like contributing or maybe just reading out of curiosity, you can go there. Please remember that this is a work in progress. People are still working on it, and they probably will for some time to come. But it does contain some spoilers, so you know, if you don't really like that, or if you're new to the game and, you know, wouldn't really want to know something, then maybe you should kind of give it a wider berth this time around and come back to it at a later point. But I think it's a really good initiative, and fully supported it. Now, we had a Steam contest, did we not? And the winners have been announced. It was for players to post screenshot of their aha moment of the secret world, where and when they were like, oh my god, I absolutely love this game, or where when they had, you know, this big kind of revelation about the secret world. And those have also been posted on the same thread on the forums under the Whoring God community section. So do go over there, check out the screenshots and you know what people have put on. It was really, really interesting to you know, to see players submit all the screenshots and their explanations of why they posted that screenshot. And some of them, you know, kind of took me back on my own days in when I just began playing The Secret World. So it was a great contest. This, again, it was for Steam players. And the prizes were based off of Steam stuff as well. So congrats to the winners.
I have to say, I do love the third place current/vet players. The
Discovery Joel of Benji. Ah, okay. Yeah, there's a Enzoth, posted his Joelzilla experience where during a golem fight in Blue Mountain, Joel Bylos actually came on, and he was this equal height to the golem. It's a pretty
like
cool screenshot.
James Bond, it was very cool.
I know, right? With a halo. Yeah. Pretty awesome. So, there is, when it comes to the events for January, the Sanctuary Network and TSW Database are actually going to be celebrating their first year anniversary in January. So they figured, well, you know, let's just make it a joint big bash out of everything. And they have organized past and future times event that will be taking place over the course of 2 days, with 4 hours on Friday and then 4 hours on Saturday. The events will be based in Eldwick Park in London for both days, and the events will start at 7 p.m. GMT on Friday and Saturday. I'm just going to double check on the dates. Friday, January 16th, and Saturday, January 17th. So that is all happening next weekend. Gridstream and Radio Free Gaia will be providing the musical entertainment. DJ Nixa from Gridstream Productions will be doing it on Friday, and DJ Psy Warrior from Radio Free Gaia will be doing the same on Saturday. There will also be a PvP event in Stonehenge, so that's also going to be interesting. Prizes have been announced for the PvP event, for the Pony Hunt, or aka Serity Hunt, the fashion show and the quizzes. So do go on the forums and, you know, check it out. In any case, if you want to know more about those, feel free to, if you're not a member of the forums, and, you know, if you're not, please go there and sign up and do check them out. They're not a scary place like the other MMOs out there. But in any case, you can always join TSWDB chat channel in game or the Sanctuary channel in game. Just Sanctuary, I think it's called. So you can always ask your questions there. And I think with that, anything else that we forgot?
No, not that I can think of.
Yep. So, yep, that's it for tonight's show, guys. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Beyond the Veil is currently going to be putting an article up on the Holosuite Media website, and you can actually just reply to the show itself. We are looking for new cast members for 2015. If anyone is interested in joining the cast and adding your talent to the show or interested in doing some projects with Beyond the Veil, please send an email to beyondtsw@gmail.com. Only, you know, we're going to bring you in if you would like. We'll bring you in for an interview so we can get to know you. And definitely requirement is a headset and microphone. So, you know, that's... And obviously a voice.
Especially a Batman voice.
Yes, definitely.
Tell me where the Xander is.
If you fit the three requirements... You know, a voice.
Plus, you got to play the game.
Play the game. If you meet any of these four requirements, please send an email to beyondtsw@gmail.com, and we'll look forward to your interview.
That's right. So don't worry, we're not a scary bunch. I know Xander can sometimes get quite scary and crazy, but. Trust me.
Why are you picking on me?
He's a puppy. I'm just saying you're a puppy. I'm not picking on you.
He may have rabies. Just saying.
No, he does not.
The 009 in the chat has just mentioned we should consider doing a mod spotlight. I like the idea of that.
Yeah, we did have a show that was dedicated just to the mods, but we will do an update mm-hmm. on those because there have been, especially with the release of the adjustable GUI, there have been a number of new mods that have come to light again, and there are a number of mods that I can think of right now that are currently being worked on as well. So we'll definitely be doing that.
Just so you know, the 009 didn't want you to mention his name. Just saying. You mentioned the 009's
name.
Yeah,
I'm really, really sorry about mentioning the 009's name.
So, hang on, we shouldn't mention the 009's name?
No, the 009 does not want that.
Yeah, we shouldn't mention 009's
name. Oh, damn it.
We're really sorry if you didn't want us to mention your name. And if you like, just let us know.
Sorry,
mention
whose name?
If you would like us to edit your name out of the show, just put us a little chat in, or just say yes or no in the chat channel. We can we can edit out your name for the remaster. But typically, people that post on the chat channel like getting their name on. This is kind of the first time.
Well, so to be honest,
no, he did say. He did just say. Well, there was more of a joke.
Okay.
I don't know. To be honest, if we're gonna edit it out, I reckon you know we should get like someone from Slovakia saying waffles or something like that. You know, just to edit it over it. You know.
See the joke.
He
009
who,
played a
who
trope.
Shall, he. Who shall remain nameless. Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Well, yeah, we'll look into bringing a mod spotlight segment back instead of, you know, blowing your whole load on one episode. You know, maybe, you know, do one mod a week or something.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
We'll definitely be... We already have plans on doing different things this year, and or at least for the foreseeable future. So do expect to see or hear rather some new segments coming to you soon. TM. The 009 said, "Well, spies usually are not great with being announced."
Well, spies wouldn't use their real name in chat channels.
I'm pretty sure this isn't his real name.
Wait a minute.
His real name is probably 003.
No, he's really, really 008, but he figured he'd add the one just to throw us off.
Do you expect me to talk?
Insane Mr. Angel Bond, says,
I expect
spy.
You to eat waffles.
Ah, alrighty. Anyway, good night, all.
Good night. See you next week. I nearly said next year. See you guys. Bye.
Get to the waffles now!
Yeah, back in my day, we had to walk 13 miles in 7 feet of snow just to get to a waffle.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.